homage, a queer tribute, will celebrate the power music within the queer community at the Factory with a stunning lineup of local artists who will be paying tribute to their favourite queer artists. Writer, producer and theatre maker Maeve Marsden is hosting homage and is on the line to talk more to us. Good morning, Maeve.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
It's the inaugural opening for Homage, which is a spin-off of your wildly popular queer stories. So what sparked this succession from storytelling to song and music?
I've been hosting queer stories as a storytelling event for a couple of years now, but the other part of my job is in cabaret and sort of music theatre and live music, and so it's a way for me of smooshing, that's a technical term, those two things together. I love music and so much. I kept getting stories at Queer Stories where people spoke about the songs they loved. And so it was a chance to, yeah, really combine those themes and work with some musicians I really love and celebrate the songs of our community. I mean, homage as a concept is actually something I did sort of 8 years ago with a musician called Brett Every, who now lives in New York, and a few other local musicians. And we were doing it in pretty small venues. We were all sort of emerging artists, sort of testing our chops out. And so now that Queer Stories is going so well, I was like, I should do this, but book a much bigger venue. Yeah, so we brought it back.
Yeah, well, the Factory is a big venue. You've got quite a few stages there. So how is it set up?
So we're at the upstairs room, which is about a 400-seater. So the night will involve three sort of shorter sets. So we've got intervals for mingling, if you will. And yeah, each set will feature a couple of the guest artists. So I've got Brenda McLean, Jordan Raskopoulos, Marcus Whale, Ben Hur, Helland, Sports Bra, which is a young band, young punk band, and myself performing songs. And each of us will perform covers of our favourite songs by LGBTQI+ artists, but also talk about why those songs are meaningful to us. What about them connects to our identity or our sexuality, or what about those songs do we love? Or do we think they're politically fascinating or lyrically fascinating? So it should be a night of kind of storytelling and music.
Mm. And, you know, you've mentioned a lot of the reasons why you love some of these songs, but what impact does music have on the queer community?
I think music, we use music a lot as a community for celebration. I think that as a community, we've really responded to discrimination through pride and through celebration. You see that in our pride parades and our ridiculously good disco nights. You know, in the times of difficulty during, say, the HIV/AIDS crisis, the community came together through celebration and used music in that way. So I think that's a really important part of it. And I think most marginalized communities do that. I think as well, though, there's something really beautiful in the songs that we find as we're young people coming out, or the lyrics that you connect to and you see some part of yourself, and in it you kind of discover parts of your identity. And a lot of that's about the hidden in lyrics. You know, I often turned to songs where the pronouns of whoever the person was loving were a bit ambiguous because we could insert ourselves into them. So there's that sort of style of music as well that I'm sure many of us performing at Homage will refer to. So there's a lot to it, but really that element of celebration and politics will be really important for the night and is important to us as a community.
So who are some of the artists you're paying homage to?
All right, well, I'm doing a Dusty Springfield song because I adore her. Mm. I'm also performing an Anthony and the Johnsons song, or Anony, as she's known now,
yes.
Called You Are My Sister, which is one of my favourite songs of all time. We've got Hedwig and the Angry Inch getting covered, a couple of Sia songs. We had to all fight it out over Sia.
Oh, wow.
Taken bisexual, yeah.
I bet.
Brenda McLean's covering Rufus Wainwright. Let me see. Now I don't have my list in front of me, but there's a real mix from sort of David Bowie and older music right through to some really contemporary songs. Marcus Whale is covering Troye Sivan and Rainbow Chan. So we've got contemporary artists getting covered too, which is really lovely. I love the idea of these Australian queer artists paying homage to each other as well, which is really cool.
Yeah. So you were raised in a queer family as well.
I was.
What impact did they have on your exposure to music growing up?
Well, we had a really interesting mix. So, yeah, growing up with lesbian mothers in, like, the 80s and 90s, we listened to a lot of country, which is not what you'd immediately think of, but, like, a lot of Dolly Parton, the really cheesy. So maybe I just have a really cheesy taste in music. We also listened to a lot of lesbian kind of political folk music. And I'm not going to crack that out at this homage because a lot of it is quite dorky. I shouldn't say that about my lesbian forebears, but it is. But I might spontaneously burst into the Amazon ABC or some other terribly dorky song that we used to listen to. But I do think as much as the musical style of this folk now, I think it's a bit sort of kitsch. But at the same time, I was learning really interesting politics from this music. The musicians we were listening to, like Judy Small, who's an Australian folk musician who's quite well known, or the Top Twins, who are a comedy duo from New Zealand. They were singing about union rights, about feminism, about acceptance. And so that's the kind of political environment that I grew up in. But what it meant is that, like, when I went to uni and everyone started singing along to K-San at the pub, I had no idea what it was. And, like, people just had this kind of Australian rock knowledge that was completely bizarre to me. I was like Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls, just going, what's happening? Why does everyone know these cultural references? But I can sing a lot of lesbian political folk from the 80s. So we all have our things to offer. And this is why I have to book guest artists for the show who have a slightly more mainstream taste so that it can relate to everybody. But yeah, we were always going to concerts together and especially seeing women artists in concert, which is a really beautiful part of my childhood.
Mm. Were there any, like, local and queer artists that had an impact on your life as well?
Local queer artists had an impact on my life. Well, yeah, I mean, those really dorky folk ones that I keep mentioning. I mean, I'm really lucky that some of my favourite local queer artists are actually performing at the night. Like, I love Brenda McLean's music and I love Jordan Raskopoulos' comedy. And so having them and having people in the lineup who represent different parts of the contemporary Australian sort of music industry, I think will be really cool. And I'm hoping to be able to make the night regular and feature even more. But I love a lot of contemporary Australian artists. Mojo Juju, Kira Peru is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Mack and Johnny Seymour are icons who, yeah, I'm definitely going to try and get. My dream is to try and get Paul to come and sing at one of these nights. He doesn't love singing, so I just put it out on public radio.
It's happening. Paul, if you're listening.
Yeah, Paul, if you're listening, come sing for me. They couldn't do this the Wednesday night of homage because they do the Bearded Tit nights on Wednesdays, so I'll have to pick a different day to make Paul that come and sing for me. Yeah, so I think Australia has a really rich sort of queer artistry, and especially at the moment, Akenyo, Miss Blanks, like there's some really beautiful queer artists out there, Handsome. Sorry, now they're all coming to mind, who I'm listening to at the moment, yeah.
Well, maybe it sounds...
Oh, Electric Fields.
Oh, of course. You can't miss Electric Fields.
Sorry, go on.
But it sounds like an homage to Remember, but thank you so much for talking to So Hot right now this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. That was writer, producer and host Maeve Marston talking about queer artists and music in homage, a queer tribute. It's at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville.